Our next step is to now start solving the problem with the information we've been given. So our first step here is to calculate the maximum height of the ball. In projectile motion problems, when a projectile reaches its maximum height, its velocity is zero for a split second. So we can use this characteristic of projectile motion to help us solve a problem when we don't have enough of the variables to use our kinematic equations with the information we've been given. So when we're calculating the maximum height of the ball, we can plug in a value of zero for its velocity in the y direction, its final velocity, and we can plug in our other known values. We know its initial velocity, we just calculated it at 16.3 meters per second. We know that acceleration in the y direction in projectile motion is always due to gravity at 9.8 meters per second squared. And for this equation, our unknown variable will be the time. And this is the time it takes for the ball to reach the maximum height. Once we've calculated that variable, we can plug it into another kinematic equation to help us find what the height is at that point in time.